Coffee Break Italian, Season 3, Episode 23. Buongiorno a tutti, benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Salve a tutti, io sono Francesca.
Come stai, Francesca?
Molto bene, Mark, grazie mille. E tu?
Tutto bene, tutto bene. Mi hai detto qualcosa prima di cominciare questo episodio, no?
Sì, una piacevole coincidenza.
So last time, in our last episode, our conversation was around finding a gift for someone.
Esatto.
And that gift ended up being?
A voucher for a massage.
Mm-hmm. And Francesca was telling me just before we started that, in fact, she was recently given a surprise gift. And what was that gift?
A voucher for a massage.
Now, the funny thing is that this happened before our episode was published. So there's no way that anyone could have known that that was the gift
Not
that we settled
on. Not at all. No, it was really a surprise. I couldn't believe it.
Excellent. Well, what are we talking about in this episode?
Well, we will continue with the subjunctive, il congiuntivo. We will review a little what has been covered in our previous episodes. And we will also introduce some conjunctions which trigger the subjunctive, and we will stick to the present tense for the moment.
I think that's a good idea. There is still much to learn, so sì. I think we should get straight on with the show. Allora, bando alle ciance.
Va bene, diamo inizio alle danze.
So let's recap what we have seen so far about the subjunctive.
Okay, so we have seen, as I said in the introduction, only the present tense of the subjunctive, although we know that there are other tenses which will be covered in future episodes. We have also seen that the subjunctive is a mood which is used in certain situations to convey certain ideas, mainly opinions, hope, fear, and other similar things which are not facts or certainties.
Okay, so in this lesson, we're going to be focusing on conjunctions that require the subjunctive. There's a lot of junction
sì,
there.
Sì, è vero.
So give us some examples of these conjunctions, these little words that have something to do with some of the things you've mentioned.
Okay, allora iniziamo con affinché o perché.
So these would be so that or in order that something be the case?
Esatto, sì. Poi abbiamo a condizione che, or purché, or a patto che. These are all very similar, so to add a little bit of variety to the same meaning.
So here we're talking about as long as.
Perfetto, sì. Another one is in caso che.
In the event that something happens.
Perfetto. And another set of different alternatives, all meaning the same thing. Sebbene, benché, nonostante, malgrado.
All of these mean although or despite.
Esatto, sì, sì, okay. Sì, perfetto.
Can we have some examples, Francesca? Because I think this will help us understand both these conjunctions and also the way in which they trigger the subjunctive.
Una buona idea, Mark. Ok, allora ti dico alcune frasi e le analizziamo insieme.
Perfetto.
La prima frase, te lo dico affinché tu non ripeta lo stesso errore.
Ok, let's see that again.
Sì, va bene. Te lo dico affinché tu non ripeta lo stesso errore.
Okay, so te lo dico, I'm telling you it, as it were.
Sì.
Affinché, so that, mm-hmm. tu non ripeta lo stesso errore, that you don't repeat the same error.
Esatto, and here we have the subjunctive, ripeta, which is triggered by affinché.
Mm-hmm. We could also have used perché there, couldn't we?
Sì, sì, esatto. Affinché sounds a little bit more formal, or you're probably more likely to find it in written Italian, whereas in spoken Italian, we would probably say perché.
But both mean so that, in
so
order
that.
That.
Sì, sì, sì.
Okay, let's have another example.
Okay, veniamo alla cena a patto che venga anche Maurizio.
Okay.
He con la focaccia.
Con la focaccia, sì. He is, of course, invited. Let's hear it one more time.
Veniamo alla cena a patto che venga anche Maurizio.
Okay, so veniamo, we are coming, alla cena, to the meal, a patto che, as long as, venga anche Maurizio, as long as Maurizio is also coming.
Sì, sì, esatto, perfetto.
What does patto on its own mean?
It's a deal.
A deal, okay, sì, on the deal sì, of that,
sì,
right.
Sì, sì.
So as long as here esatto. Maurizio is coming too. Okay.
And again, here we could also use a condizione che, purché.
Ok, proviamo un altro.
Sì, certo. Sebbene abbia solo 5 anni, mia figlia è molto responsabile.
One more time.
Sebbene abbia solo 5 anni, mia figlia è molto responsabile.
So, this means sebbene, although, abbia solo 5 anni, she only has 5 years. We're using avere here, of course, because we're talking about age.
Sì.
So although she's only 5 years old, mia figlia è molto responsabile. My daughter is very responsible. Okay, can we have another example, this time perhaps with nonostante? I like this word.
Okay, sì, nonostante. Nonostante viva in Giappone da un anno, Luigi continua a parlare italiano.
Okay, so... Nonostante, although, viva, subjunctive, in Giappone sì. Da un anno, although he has been living in Japan for a year, Luigi continua a parlare in italiano. He's continuing to speak in Italian.
Esatto, sì, perfetto.
Okay, now, I've not really heard sebbene and benché and nonostante that much.
Sì, sì, hai ragione, especially sebbene and benché. Are not really conjunctions that we use when we speak in everyday Italian, I would say, unless you are at a conference presenting something
trying
really...
to impress.
Yes.
So what would you use?
In everyday Italian, I would say we are more inclined to use anche se and. Sì, anche se with the indicative.
Fabulous. Okay, so let's go back to these last two examples. Sebbene abbia solo 5 anni, mia figlia è molto responsabile.
We could also say anche se ha solo 5 anni, and we're using the indicative, mia figlia è molto responsabile.
Okay, and what about Luigi in Japan?
Again, we can say, anche se vive in Giappone da un anno, Luigi continua a parlare in italiano.
Okay, great. So that anche se can replace sebbene, benché,
sì, nonostante,
and malgrado.
Esatto.
Tell me something. I think I've also heard nonostante and possibly malgrado used with a noun.
Yes, this is another, bravo Mark, this is another interesting thing to know, especially when we find ourselves in those moments when we are not too sure about our subjunctive, we can use nonostante and malgrado followed by nouns without a verb.
Okay, so let's take one of those previous sentences and see if we can replace sebbene in the subjunctive with nonostante and a noun.
Sì, ad esempio potremmo dire nonostante l'età o nonostante la giovane età, mia figlia è molto responsabile.
Capisco, capisco. Okay.
Okay.
So nonostante plus a noun.
A noun,
and malgrado.
And malgrado too. So this is really useful to know.
Okay, so we've looked at some of these conjunctions and how these can be added to a repertoire of subjunctive triggers. And I think we're going to hear some of these in our conversation.
Sì.
And that's coming up after the break.
In addition to the podcast version of Coffee Break Italian Season 3, we are also putting together a full course on the Coffee Break Academy, where you'll be able to access bonus materials to help you make even better progress with your Italian.
That's right. Not only will you be able to enjoy an ad-free audio version of each lesson, we'll also provide a bonus episode in which we'll go through every detail of the dialogues, and a third episode for each lesson in which Francesca will be testing us with some translation challenges based on the lesson topic. Of course, there are comprehensive notes and a video version of each lesson too. Visit coffeebreakitalian.com and follow the links for season 3 there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, we're back and we're talking about the subjunctive. Francesca, tell us a little about our conversation that we're about to listen to.
Okay, Mark. So today we are in a bank, in banca, and the conversation is between a bank employee and a client who is not very happy with the way things are going with his credit card, with his bank account. So he's complaining a little bit, but the bank employee is trying not to lose this important client.
Okay, well, let's have a listen to the conversation. And of course, you can listen out for some of these conjunctions that are triggers for the subjunctive.
Chi è il prossimo?
Buongiorno, sono io.
Salve, come posso aiutarla?
Penso che la mia carta di credito non funzioni.
Strano. Mi faccia controllare. Ah, mi sembra che scada proprio oggi. Sì, guardi qui, è proprio la data di oggi. Mi dispiace, a volte la banca blocca le carte con un leggero anticipo affinché non ci siano problemi.
Strano, però.
Spero che questo piccolo disguido non le causi troppo disagio.
Beh, per fortuna ho altre carte di credito, ma ad essere sinceri, ultimamente sono abbastanza deluso dal servizio che questa banca mi offre.
Sono spiacente, signor Trappi. Lei è uno dei nostri migliori clienti e voglio che lei abbia un servizio di prima classe.
Sinceramente, stavo pensando di chiudere il mio conto con voi.
Oh no, la prego. Non voglio assolutamente che lei ci lasci. Abbiamo diversi nuovi prodotti e varie opzioni che fanno al caso suo. Può fermarsi qui mezz'oretta per una chiacchierata?
Va bene, ma a condizione che mi diate una nuova carta oggi.
Certo, la ordino subito e sarà pronta in un batter d'occhio.
Mi auguro che sia davvero così.
Signor Trappi, glielo garantisco. Sebbene a volte la nostra banca commetta dei piccoli errori, facciamo del nostro meglio affinché tutti i nostri clienti ricevano un servizio di prima qualità.
Non mi sembra che sia così, ma so anche che non è colpa sua. Anzi, mi scusi se sono stato un po' scontroso nei suoi confronti.
Ma si figuri, la sua reazione è comprensibile ed è importante che lei possa esprimere liberamente il suo scontento. Ma ora, se non le dispiace, le vorrei proporre alcune opzioni.
L'ascolto.
Innanzitutto, è bene che lei capisca che nel clima economico attuale alcune cose sono cambiate e purtroppo non possiamo offrire pacchetti vantaggiosi come nel passato. Tuttavia, abbiamo un nuovo tipo di conto corrente che le vorrei illustrare.
Io voglio un conto corrente che sia sicuro e che offra dei buoni interessi. Inoltre, come sa, per me la carta di credito è fondamentale e voglio che funzioni sempre e soprattutto quando sono all'estero.
La nostra nuova carta Secure Travel è ideale per lei e le garantisce massima tranquillità, purché il suo scoperto non superi i 1000 euro.
E quali sono i costi?
Devo controllare bene, ma mi pare che per i clienti di lunga data come lei la carta non abbia costi associati per i primi 3 anni.
Non sono sicuro che sia il prodotto più adatto a me.
L'offerta è valida fino alla fine di questo mese. È meglio che provi questa carta e, se non è soddisfatto, ha 30 giorni per recedere dal contratto.
Se le cose stanno così, seguirò il suo consiglio.
Perfetto, allora chiamo il collega che si occupa di carte di credito. Luca, puoi venire un attimo?
I have to say, Francesca, that Signor Trappi was indeed a little scontroso.
Ah, sì, che paura.
I apologize on Signor Trappi's behalf.
Sì, dai, lo scusiamo.
So let's talk through this in an English summary, what happened in this conversation. Of course, we'll go through the full conversation in our bonus podcast. You can find that at coffeebreakitalian.com. Just search for our advanced course. But for now, we'll go through this in English. So, Francesca, what happened?
Sì, come abbiamo visto, il signor Trappi, Mr. Trappi, is the client of this bank, and he goes to the bank because he's having some problems with his credit card.
That's right. And the bank employee realizes that, in fact, the expiration date of the card is today. And sometimes the bank blocks cards in advance so that there are no problems.
Sì, but Mr. Trappi, Signor Trappi, is a little bit disappointed with this kind of service. Although, according to what the bank employee says, he's one of their most valued clients, and they want him to have the best customer experience.
Yeah, it turns out that Mr. Trappi was actually thinking of closing the account, but the bank employee invites him to stay for a chat and consider other options. I have to say, I think if my bank manager said, "Have you got 30 minutes to spare?" I'd be thinking 30 minutes for a conversation about this. So hopefully, we could get through it more quickly.
Sì, and il signor Trappi has some requests, so he demands to be given a new card, first of all, and on the very same day. And the bank employee guarantees that this is going to be the case. And he also feels that the bank is not doing much to deliver a good service. Although I must say that he's apologizing to the bank employee for being a little bit grumpy, maybe.
Grumpy. That's right. I mean, the employee understands, and then he goes on to offer some options, among which there's a new type of bank account. And Mr. Trappi wants a safe bank account which offers good interests, and he's particularly keen that the credit card shouldn't let him down, particularly when he's traveling abroad.
Sì, è vero. So in the end, the bank employee offers him a card, I think called the Secure Travel.
Secure travel, okay.
Sounds really good, which is very safe with an overdraft of 1,000 euro. And also for the first 3 years, this card has no costs for clients of long date, for long-standing
Long-standing client, yeah,
clients.
long-standing
Come il
client.
signor Trappi.
He's not fully convinced, but he decides to try the card for 30 days before he decides exactly what to do.
Okay, vedremo.
Vedremo, sì. So that is our conversation for today, and hopefully you heard some subjunctives with affinché and nonostante and these other conjunctions that we had spoken about earlier. Allora, è quasi tutto per oggi.
Sì, è quasi tutto, ma c'è ancora una cosina, Mark.
Allora, qual è la cosina di oggi?
Ok, la cosina di oggi is something related to money and banks, so to the episode we have just seen. And there is a nice idiomatic expression in Italian used to describe something that is not worth much.
And that would be?
La cosina è da quattro soldi.
Right, so literally from four coins.
Sì.
So how would we use this?
So we can use this refer to something tangible. Ad esempio, ah, questo è un cellulare da quattro soldi. It means it's poor quality, it's not working well, it's not worth much.
Yeah, it's not worth a penny, it's worthless.
Sì,
Okay.
esatto. But we can also use it in a more, let's say, metaphorical way. We can say, ah, questo è un cantante da quattro soldi.
Ah, okay. So the singer is not worth anything.
No, it means this singer is not very good.
Yeah.
O questo è un progetto da quattro soldi.
It's a project that's completely useless.
Sì, sì, sì.
So there we have a new expression, da quattro soldi, from four coins, literally. Okay, we will leave it there. We hope that you've enjoyed this. As ever, do check out our bonus version, which includes a full discussion of our conversation, a video version of the lesson and lesson notes. And you can find that at coffeebreakitalian.com. For now, Francesca, grazie mille.
Grazie a te, Mark. Grazie a tutti i nostri ascoltatori. E
alla prossima.
A presto, ciao.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.